Okay, so today's daf is Yuma, daf Chaf Hey. Let's start from the bottom of daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We had this debate, we left off with a debate between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes as to whether the Kohanim wore the Big Day Kahuna during the lottery. Rav Nachman said they did not, and Rav Sheshes said they did. So the... So I think we've got last left off with Amar Rav Nachman, about two lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Nachman, Mina Minalach. How do you know that they, how can I, what's my source, what's my proof that they would do the lottery with non-Big Day Kahuna? I did not, because we're learning the Mishnah. Misarun Lechazanim. So after arranging the lottery, the Kohanim would go, would be delivered, as it were, to the Chazanim, the people who would work in the Mikdash, the Shamashim, the Hayu Mafshitin Osad Es Bigdeha, Bloy Manichim Leim Elamichlasim Bavad, so that they would remove their clothing and they would only leave their Michnasayim. My Lav Shezachu Lepai. So doesn't this mean this refers to those people who won the lottery? So what does that indicate? That those people who won the lottery, they removed their Bigdei Chol and then they put on their Bigdei Kodesh, their Bigdei Kahuna. So that proves that they wore Big Day Chol at the lottery. Amar Funa Bar Yehuda, Amar Sheshes, Lo, Be'osan Shelo Zachu L'Pais. No, what this means is, it's actually, he says, can be the opposite. Sheshes says it means that they wore Big Day Kahuna, and those Kohanim that did not win the lottery, so then they removed their Big Day Kahuna. Hakei Nami Mistabra, and this actually makes sense, like what Rav Sheshes said. Because if you say that it's referring to those who won the lottery, Lo Yomidichim Aleim Al Mechnasayim Bavad. It says what? That they would only, when they would remove their clothing, they would leave the Mechnasayim. Then they wear the other Big Day Kodesh. But Tanya, Minayin Shal Yehei Davar Kodem Le Mechnasayim Tamlo Mechse Bad Yal Basaro. That's not possible, because the Braisa says that the first thing you have to put on is your Michnasayim, because the Michnasay, in other words, if when they took off their clothing, they would leave the Michnasayim and would not remove it, then they put the other Big Day Kodesh on the Michnas, on the regular Michnasayim, then, and afterwards they would remove the Michnas, the weekday Michnasayim, and put the non-holy Michnasayim, they put on the holy Michnasayim from the Big Day Kahuna. So that can't be, because the first thing you have to put on is the Michnasayim of the Big Day Kahuna. In other words, they were wearing, if like Rav Nachman, they were wearing all Big Day Chol, non-Big Day Kahuna, so the Michnasayim, the pants there, the underwear that they were wearing, that was non-Big Day Kahuna Michnasayim. So if indeed they would be removing all of their clothing other than their Michnasayim, then they put on their Big Day Kahuna, then they'd remove the Michnasayim, then that means of the Big Day Kahuna, then the Michnasayim would be the last thing they put on, and that's not correct. It's supposed to be the first thing you put on. So therefore, it must mean that what? It's talking about those who did not win the lottery, that basically you take off their Big Day Kahuna, but they would not remove the Michnasayim of the Big Day Kahuna until they put on the Big Day Chol, so they wouldn't stand unclothed. The Idach, so what did Rav Nachman say? Lo halokash, it's not a question. Talking Katani. This is what the Mishnah means. Ad she'odam alem Big Day Chol, malbishim osam Michnasay Kodesh. That while they had Big Day Chol, they would dress them in the Michnasay Kodesh. So that when they remove their clothing, they would not be unclothed. V'hoyu mafshitin osa Big Day Chol, v'loyu manichim ela michnasayim bilvad. So what he's really saying is that they would undress them, help them get undressed, and what it means is that they would only leave on them the michnasayim. That means that they would put on their michnasayim. It doesn't mean that they would leave on their the Michnasayim of the Chol. What it means is that they would remove up. Let's say they're wearing their non kodesh begadim, and then they would help them remove them, but just leave on they would remove the big day chol, and they would put on. They would make sure they put on their michnasai of big day kodesh first. That's how you understand that brisa according to Rav Nachman. Amrav Sheshes Menam Midalach. So what's my source that they would be wearing big day kahuna during the lottery? The Tainik Lona Brisa Lishkas Hagazis Kamin Vesilke Gedola. So the Lishkas Hagazis was in this really big building. It was built on top of an elevated story, like on a upper level, and the pious the Mizracha, and the lottery was done in the east. The Zakein, and the elder from the judges who would arrange this, Yoshe Bamaracha, Bamarava would sit on the western side of the room. The Kohanim Ukafin Vomdim, to mean Bechulyar, and they would sit in a circle, and they would gather, they'd stand in the circle. Vamamuna above an altar meets Nefesh Mirosh Shalachavahem. And the one in charge of the lottery would take one of the hats from one of the big day, from one of the Kohanim. Vyodim Shemenu Pius Matzil. And they would say that, okay, the lottery begins with him. And they would count. And they would start with him. Visa Kodaita, Big Day Chol, Misnefesh Big Day Chol Miika. The fact that it said that they conducted the lottery with the Mitznefes, with the hat of the or the turban of the Kohanim, was it indicate that they have big? That's a big day, Kahuna. So that would seem to indicate that they're taking a lottery with big day Kahuna. So the Gemara rejects this proof. It says, "Okay, in yes, it's not true. There was a turban that was not big day Kahuna." Kidatani of Yehuda Ritamer of Shul Bar Yehuda Kohen Shasalo Imo Kutones Oved Ba Avodah Shachid. That a Kohen, if his mom made for him a ketones, a tunic similar to the ketones of the Big Day Kahuna, he could do some avoda, that like private avoda, like removing the shovel and the ladle from the Kodesh Kodashim Yom Kippur, and that's only the avoda. That's not the avoda satzibor, right? The avoda satzibor, let's say Yom Kippur, is what did he do? He would go into the Kodesh HaKadashim and he would burn the incense. It would make an aroma, cause smoke to fill up the Kodesh HaKadashim. That's the Avodah Satzibor. But then, when he went back in a little bit later to remove the ladle and the shovel with the incense, so that was just personal. That's not the Tzibor's job. That was like, he brought it in there, he's got to take it out. So for that, he could wear, he didn't have to wear the big day. He could wear the ketones that his mother made for him, and also they could and so similarly, the Gemara wants to argue that there was a mitznefes. There could have been a turban that's big deichol, what his mother made it for him, and it's possible to say that they made a lottery with the big deichol, with non kadosh begadim, non big deichahuna. And maybe some of these Kohanim came with their own turbans their mom made for them. Some are by said Shma Bina. So we learn from this price a bunch of things. Number one is Lishkas Hagazis Chet Sheba Kodesh, the Chet Sheba Chol. That the Lishkas Hagazis, this chamber, half of it was built in the Makom of the, where there was the Kedusha of the Azara, and half of it was built outside the, where there was no Kedusha, Gora is going to explain that soon. There were also two entrances to the Lishkas Hagazis. One was open to the Azara, and one was open to outside the Azara. So how we learn these two things? So if you want to say that the whole Lishkas Hagazis, that's where the Sanhedrin met, and that was in the Kodesh, in the Azara. So Zak and Yoshi Marava, how can the Bari say that the Zaki, the other, was in the western side? And Yeshiva, Bazar, Malchay, Beis Tav, Bavad. The only people allowed to sit in the Azara are those from Malchus Beis David. So how could the Zakein sit there? So therefore, that must have been a Chol area. Isokadaita kula b'chol. If you want to say that it was all built in the chol, so the Gemara says, pais b'mizracha. The Barisa, which says the pais was in the eastern side of Haba Inan, b'beis elkim nahalech baragash, it says base. When we said that the pious, the lauder has to be in the east, because in the house of God there's a lot of noise when there's a raffle or there's a lottery for this. So if it was done the leka, and that you wouldn't be able to fill the pasuk if the lottery was done in the non kodesh area, because then it wouldn't be the base elokim. It wouldn't be in the place of the mikdash area. So therefore, you have to say that half of the Lishka Sagazis was in the Kodesh area, and that's where they did the lottery. So you can fill the Basil Kimnalik Baragash, and half of it was done in the non-Kadosh area. So that's where the Zakein, the elder, could sit. Now what about the second point? So the Isakotadah Pesach Echadishla Pasuk Kodesh. You want to say there's only one entrance to the Kodesh. So Zakein Yeshiv Marava, how can the Bar say that the Zakein sits in the western side? Hatnan Halishachos Abnus Bachol Psuchos LaKodesh Tochan Kodesh. That the chambers that were built in the outside the Kodesh area, but if the entrance is only to the Kodesh, the whole area is considered Kodesh. So you follow the entrance. Right? In other words, let's say again, the whole room, the whole chamber is only in, is not in the Kedusha of the Azara. It's not considered the Kedusha, the sanctity of the Azara, of the courtyard, but the entrance, it only enters, the only exit or entrance, whatever, goes into the Kodesh. So we view the whole area as being Kodesh. So then what? So that was the case. So if there's only one entrance to the Kodesh, so then the Zakin would not be allowed to sit. If you want to say that there's only one entrance that went to the outside, to the non-Kaddish area. So, pious ben Mizracha, how can you have the lottery done in the east? So the same thing, even if part of the chamber was in the Kaddish area, but the entrance was to the non-Kaddish area, then you treat the whole area as whole, and then you wouldn't have Beveis Elkim Nalech Baragesh. And therefore, Alav Shmamina, Shnei Psachim Hayula, Echa Pesuch Bekot, Echa Pesuch Lechol. So therefore, since you have two entrances, so then the Kedusha of the chamber depends on what not, it wasn't either all Kodesh or all Chol. If there's only one entrance, so the whole chamber will be determined by the entrance. And since we say that part of it was Chol and part of it was Kodesh, because the lottery had to be in the Kodesh area, the Zakin sitting had to be in the whole area, so therefore you had to have had two different entrances. Okay. The Mishnah. So we saw in the Mishnah of the previous Mishnah that there were four lotteries. They would gather four times a day to do a lottery on the different avodos that were in the Mikdash. And now we're going to explain what did they, and we already explained in the Mishnah what was the first lottery. Now we're going to explain what's the second lottery. Hapayis Hasheni. So what was the second lottery? And you got 13 Kohanim who won the second lottery. So number one is Mishochet. Who would shech the Korban Tamid? Mizorek. Who would sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach? Sorry. Mimedashen Hapnimi. Who would remove the ashes from the eastern, I'm sorry, from the inner Mizbeach, right? There were two Mizbechos. One, the Mizbeach, the outer Mizbeach, where you sacrifice most of the sacrifices, and there's the Mizbeach HaKtoros, the Mizbeach HaZav, the inner, the one that was inside the Heichal, inside the Mikdash area. And so there were still some, and you use it to burn the Ktores on it. So there was someone who would remove the ashes left over from the burning of the Ktoros from the day before. Right, in other words, okay, Umi Medashen Es HaMenorah, right, number four is who would clean out the wicks and the ashes from the menorah and put oil and other wicks. In the afternoon, I'm discussing the machlokas between the Rambam and the and other Mishonim. The Rambam holds actually you would light the menorah not just in the evening but also in the morning, but other Mishonim are saying no, you would only clean the menorah in the morning. You'd light it only at night or only in the evening. In any case, the fourth lottery is also umi mala evarim la kevesh, who would bring up the limbs from the place where after you skin them and cut them up onto the ramp. So in other words, before they would bring the limbs up, so that was the first you'd bring it up to half of the ramp, and then you'd bring it up from the ramp to the mizbeach. So basically you have six kohanim would be involved in bringing up the limbs to the ramp. The Gemara is going to explain why there are six kohanim. And then you have Harosh v'Haregel. So who would bring up the head and the right leg? Shteya Yadayim, and the two, I guess, arms of the animal, the two front areas of the animal. The front legs. Ha'oketz v'Haregel, who would bring up the tail and the back leg, the left leg. And then Hechoze, the fat of the breast, who would bring that up? Bahagera, the neck. V'shtei defanos, the two sides of the animal. And then v'hakravayim, and the insides of the animal. So again, you have six kohanim who are bringing up the limbs onto the ramp. We just mentioned six of them, right? We have the, the Rosh and the Regel, the Shtei Yadayim, the Oketz and the Regel, the Chaza, the Gera, and the Shtei Defanos, and the Kravayim. So one second, is that one second? I think that's seven. Wait, one second.
Six.
It's six, right? So wait, I'm sorry. Right, the Rosh and the Regel, Shtei Yadayim, the Oketz and the Regel, the Chaza, the Gera. No, isn't that seven? Oh, the Chaz and the Ger are the same person, yes. And the Shtei Defanos and the Kravayim. Okay, sorry. And then you have the Soles, who would bring up the flour for the Mincha that's brought with the Tamid, the flour offering. V'chavitim, who would bring up the Minchas Chavitin, the Kohen Gadol would bring each and every day. V'hayayin, who would bring up the wine that they use for the Nisuch HaYayin, the wine libation, when they would bring the Korban Tamid. So you have 13 Kohanim, you have 13 kohanim to bring up the flour and for the mincha and the chavitim and the yayin and the wine, another six bringing up the limbs, four other kohanim with the shechting of the korban tamid and the zrikas dam and the cleaning of the mizbeach, the cleaning of the menorah. So what you have is Shlosha Asar Kohanim Zachubo. So you have a total of 13 Kohanim who win the lottery here. Right? Right. You have three with the flower, you have six with the limbs, right? Three with the libations of the flower, six with the limbs, four with the other items. That's a total of 13. The truth is that shchitas, the shchita of the olas tamid, actually a non-kohen can shecht it, but that's what some want to argue that if the kohen is not able, doesn't want to shecht, so then a non-kohen can shecht it. But a non-kohen was not part of the lottery. Even though technically speaking, some argue that the non-kohen could shecht the olas tamid. In any case, Ben Azai had a different view. Ben Azai, the Rabbi Kiva, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Der Chiluchu Hayakarev. The order of bringing the limbs is like the way the animal walks. That every limb that is first in the walking is first in terms of bringing it up. And that's the basis of the order. And he's going to argue on the Tanakhama, as we will explain in the next Amud. Now, the Gemara is going to have a question now. Was there a lottery on each one of the 13 Avodos? Or basically, did they say, like, they picked a number, and whoever was first got the first thing, and then they just said, okay, you're next to the guy, you're second, you're next to the guy, you get third. They actually have 13, they actually do lottery 13 times, or they do lottery once, and then just, like, you know, whoever was to the right of him gets a second job, whoever's to the right of him gets a third job. So that's the question. Do they do a lottery for each job, or one lottery for all of them? So the Tashma Arba Piyasas Ayusham. So it says the Mishnah says that there were four lotteries. So for that, the Chalavodah Mafaisim Tuvahavo, and it said there were four lotteries. If you want to say for every voter they would have lottery, then you would see then it would say there are more than four lotteries. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no Haki Gamar, that you can't prove from there because maybe the Mishnah means like this: Arba Pa'amim Nichnasim Lahafis. No, there were four times they gathered in the Lishkas Hagazis to do the lottery. So maybe each time when they gathered, then there were many lotteries. You can't prove based on the Mishnah one way or the other. So Tashma, we're trying to get another proof. So, by the way, for the Ketores, you need two Kohanim. One that would bring the Ketores to the Heichal and would place it on the inner Mizbeach. Another Kohen that would bring the incense, the Ketores, to the they would place it on the inner Mizbeach, another one who would take some coals, burning coals from the outer Mizbeach and bring it to the Heichal and put it on the inner Mizbeach to burn the Ketores on them. So Tashma.
Rabbi, you said yesterday that it's the Kohen Gadol prerogative to light the menorah. I thought that he does it all the time. He doesn't do it all the time.
No, I think the Kohen Gadol has the prerogative to do any avodah, but he doesn't have to.
But the Torah specifically says balos ha'as haneros.
Yeah. Okay. But I don't think it means that the Kohen Gadol has to do it.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
So, Tashma Rehuda Omer, lo yu pious lamachta, there was no lottery for the shovel, who'd bring the coals, or I guess the machta is the pan, I'm sorry. So there was no additional lottery to who would get to bring the coals and the pan from the Adam Mizbeach to the Mizbeach. Ela, koin shezachah b'ktoras, omer lezeh she'imo zachimi b'machta. Rather, the guy who would win the lottery for the Ketores, he would tell the guy next to him, you come with me. So what would that indicate? That that was only one lottery. So presumably, if that's the case when it comes to the Ketores, so the Gemara wants to assume that maybe that was the same with all the Avodos, that the first guy who got the job of the Shechita of Shechting the Korban, then the people next to him, you know, got the other jobs. So Shani Machta Ketores, the Chad Avodahi. No, so that's different. You can't prove from that because maybe specifically the Ketores, that's all one job. That's one avoda. The purpose of the coals with the shovel, that is for the that's only for the Ketores, and therefore they didn't make another lottery. But maybe the avoda satami, that everything is really that everything is its own, they have separate avodos. Maybe there was a different lottery for each and every avoda. Ikadamri, davka machta Ketores, the chadavoda hi of al shar avodos boi pious. Some want to say that prove. The way that they want to prove the opposite. They want to say that only in that maybe this demonstrates that only in the case of the Ketores, because it's one avoda, that they would have one lottery, but in all other cases, that they would have a separate lottery. So Gemara says, no, machta itzuchele. So regarding the machta, the shovel of the coals, we need to tell you that there was no lottery by itself. So you might think that since doing the Ketores is not so common. It's only done twice a day and not more, because the Ketores cannot be brought as an Ndava like other Korbanos, Uma Atra, and it would make those who do it, who do this avoda wealthy. That's it's like a chus for that. That's why they'd only give it to those who never got this job before, because it's special chus. So natkin la pious b'fnei atzma. So you might think, because of its importance, we should make its own lottery. Kamash Balan, so Rabbi Yehuda says not the case, but even for the Machta, they would not make the lottery by itself. And certainly for other Avodos, they also would not make a lottery for each Avoda. So we'll try to bring one other proof. Tashma, the Tani Avchia, lo l'chol Avoda v'ado mefaisim, lo l'koin shizacha v'tamid, Shneim Asar Echad Hakodim Nimshachim. So Rav Chiya said, it has a brisa which says that they would not make a lottery for each avoda, but the one who won the lottery to Shech the Korban Tamid, the next 12 Kohanim who are standing to his right, would get the other jobs. So Shema Mina, so that's obviously a proof that this is a authoritative proof that there was only one lottery for all the avodos in the morning, and the first Kohen who won it. So then 12 Kohanim after him got the other 12 jobs. Now, one of the avodos of the korban is what's called Kabbalas Hadam. That when you shech the korban, so then blood drips out, you receive it in a kli. And then after it, they would take it to the Mizbeach and you'd sprinkle it on the corners of the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah doesn't say that they made a lottery of who does Kabbalas Hadam. So there are probably two possibilities as to who would do that job. Either the one who shechted it or the one who sprinkled the blood. So the Gemara is going to ask the question, who gets that job? Pais HaSheni, Ibar Lahu, Shochet Mi Mekabel, Shochet Mekabel, Di Amrad Zorek Mekabel, Agav Chavuse Lo Mekabel Lechulei Dam. So maybe the one who shechs it does the Kabbalah Sadam, receives the blood in the kli, because if you would say that the one who sprinkles it would receive the blood, you're concerned that because of his love to sprinkle the blood, which is very chashuv, so he would not receive all the blood, he would not accept all the blood, and maybe because he would want to run to do the avoda before collecting all the blood in the kli, so therefore maybe the guy who's shechting it should collect the blood. Well, Dilma Zarek Mekabel, maybe the one who sprinkles the blood receives the blood. The Amar Shochet Mekabel, because the one who shechs it is Mekabel it. Zimnim de Shachit Zar. Sometimes a non-Kohen would shecht it, because Shechita is kasher with a non-Kohen. Again, even though the lottery is only for Kohanim, so maybe might be that the Kohen who wins the lottery maybe can give it to someone. As the Tiferes Yisrael says, the Kohen who wins the lottery can give it to a non-Kohen. And so maybe then we're concerned, if a non-Kohen does a Shechita, he can't do the Kabbalah Sadam. So maybe we should always have the one who does Zrika to do the Kabbalah Sadam. So Tashma, come in here, to resolve this doubt. Ben Katin, Asa Shnei Masrei, Asar Dad Lakior. Ben Katin, who was a Kohen Gadol, made 12 faucets for the, or spigots, I guess, for the kior, for that's the where they would wash. What's it called? Kior, the basin, water basin, I guess. So kadesh yu shnei masar echav hakohanim asukim atamim. So you'd have 12 kohanim who are involved in the lottery, who won the lottery to do the avoda. Mekachin neim raglim batzachas. They could wash their hands and feet at once. So even though the Mishnah says there were 30 kohanim who did the tamid, only 12 Kohanim need to wash their hands and feet. Why? Because the one who shechs the korban doesn't need to wash his hands and feet. Because Shechita is kasher with a non-Kohen, so therefore he doesn't need to wash his hands and feet. But if you want to say the one who does Shechita also has to receive the blood in a kli, so then he would have to wash his hands and feet, because that's an avoda. Everyone agrees Kabbalah Sadam is an avoda. So the one that Shechita does the Kabbalah Sadam, then you would need 13 spigots for 13 Kohanim to wash. The fact that the only 12 Kohanim wash, so La Shmamina, Zorek Mekabel Shmamina. So therefore what? Oh, the one who sprinkled the blood is the one who received the blood in a kli. Omar ben Azai lifnei Rabbi Akiva. So ben Azai told Rabbi Akiva that the way that the animal walks, that's the way. Sorry?
We skipped the line up, but skip.
Sorry. So we also have Mishnah Tumim says explicitly that one person would shecht it, the animal, and then the one who is mekabel, the one who receives the blood, receives it and then sprinkles it. So that also indicates that the one who sprinkles is the one who is mekabel, the dove. Amar ben Azai. What?
One second on the one who was Makabel the dumb was the kli that they collected the blood. And I know that on Yom Kippur it had a point on the bottom. It wasn't flat, so that they had to tend to it and keep stirring it so that the blood would congeal. Is that the same type of kli they used on a regular carbon, or is that only on Yom Kippur? Because if that's the case, there's no way that the person who was shechting it could possibly shecht and hold that kli at the same time. It's just physically impossible.
What's the difference if it's pointy or not?
I couldn't put it down. It couldn't stand. They didn't want the blood to congeal.
Oh, you're saying. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Is that macabre?
No. What? Well, no. Judah's saying that obviously is not macabre because, in other words, what's the Havamina? Judah wants to bring a proof that the fact that if indeed the kli is pointy, so there's no way that someone can hold a knife in one hand and the kli in the other hand. I mean, maybe, probably. It's a good point. I don't know the answer to your question, but it's a good point. That, you know, you have stories of these Kohanim who can do like amazing things, like, you know, like even like the Kohen who brings the whatever that some of the abodos, it was also difficult to do everything with even with two hands. That's some of the stuff that the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur. I hear what you're saying. I guess you could have. It would be difficult. I guess if someone is holding the animal down, and then you're just shechting with one hand. Like, it's not easy, but I don't know if it's impossible. And like, but in any case. I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure someone does. I'm not one of those people who knows. It's a good point. No, I hear what you're saying. So, okay, right. Tana Rabbanan, Ketzad Derech Hiluchol. So how was the Korban Talmid brought Derech Hiluchol, the way the animal walks? So first is Harosh Varegel. First is the head and the right leg, the back leg. So that's how it walks first. And then the chaza and the geira, that's found in the body of the animal. The shtei yadayim, and the front two legs. Then shtei defados, the two sides of the animal. Ha'oketz, the tail, baregel, and the back left leg. V'yosi ober, derech hefshetu hayakarev. It was brought the way that you skin the animal. So ketzader chavsheta, what's the way to skin the animal? Harosh v'rego, the head and the right leg. Haoketz v'rego, then the tail and the left leg. Shtei defados, the two sides. Shtei yadayim, the two front legs. Hachazav v'hageira, and then the body of the animal is next. The chaza again? It's the breast of the animal, and then the geira is the neck of the animal. So Rabbi Kiva Mer Derech Nituchah Hayakarev. He said it was brought the way it's cut up. Kita Derech Nituchah. How is it cut up? Harosh v'regel, the head and the leg, and then Yishtei Yadayim and the two front legs. The chaza v'geira, right? The chaza and the geira. Yishtei Defados. The two sides, the oketz, the tail, the rego, and the back leg. We also say glilo meraderech iluyo hayakarif. The best part of it was brought first. Ketzaderech iluyo harosh v'rego, the head and the right leg, the chazav agera, the breast and the neck, the shtei defados and the two sides, the oketz and the tail, the rego and the left leg, the shtei adayim and the two front legs. So Gemara now asks on Rav Yosef Lili. So, Vaksiv kol netach tov yorech v'katzev. It implies that the yorech, I guess the thigh and the shoulder, and those are the choicest parts. And Rav Yossi Aglili holds that the raglayim, with the back leg, which is included in the yorech, and the yadayim with the ktafim, are brought after all the other limbs. So that indicates that they are not the choicest parts. So Gemara says, "Sahi b'chusha." When the pasuk says the yorech, and the katef are the choicest, that's talking about with an animal that's not fatty. In that case, then the yorech and the katef are the best. But the korban tamid, which was fatty, so the yorech and the katef are not the choicest parts, because they don't have fat. Amar Rava says, "Bein tana didan ubein of Yosi." Whether the tana or Mishnah who holds that the yadayim the regular first, or Rav Yosi who said you go by the choicest, the basiluya de bistras, you don't go by the choicest of the meat. Azel mar azel basar evra de bistra. So the tana kama or Mishnah follows the meat of the limbs. The limb that was greater is brought first. Umar also basa sham the bisha. And the other opinion holds that basically holds you go by the fatty part of the meat. So my time I soak a regal body ratio. What's the reason that according to all the Tanaim in the Brisa, the regal is first with the rosh? Mishum the ratio the fiche beyat sabos. Because of the rosh, there are many bones, and it's not kavodik to bring it like this. So therefore, carve a regal baday. So therefore, we bring the regal with it. The chuli alma mias rosh carve a regal. According to all the Tanaim, we bring the rosh first. Menalan, what's the source? Tanya, minan the rosh v'peder. She called me l'chol v'roim. How do we know that the head and the fat that's on the insides, that's first to be brought? Tamalomar. Best rosh show best pidro varach. So we see from here that the rosh and the peder, and the head and the fats are the first. The idach. So, and what about the pasuk says the idach peder achrina. It says an additional peder in an earlier pasuk, which is baruchu ben aron akonim as anisachim as rosh vesa pader. So lemai asa. What does that come to teach you? L'chitanya. To what we learn in Brisa, Kesa Yosa. What would the Kohen do when he would bring the limbs to the Mizbeach? No saying es ha-peder abeis ha-shchita. He'd put the fat on the, I guess, in the place of the shchita near the head, umalehu, and he would bring it up. Vizehu derech kavod shamala. So this is kavod, because the place of the shechita is dirty and full of blood of the head, and it's not fit to bring it up to the mizbeach without covering it. So you cover it with the fat. So that's what it means. It's that the peder there, that's what that peder is necessary for. Okay? All right. Everyone have a great day. Take care.